This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday.
Funky!
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. As always, final hour of the show, final hour of the week, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get to the big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes from right now. Obviously, Braves had a doubleheader yesterday. First one didn't go good. Second one went better. Some injury news, unfortunately, as well to get to. And then in 20 minutes, we will do something, maybe this. I don't know. We'll find out. Impossible. Yeah. Maybe we will. Or maybe we'll just goof off. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, and then at 1:40, we'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open, so load them up. Don't make me beg like I had to do yesterday. Get the phone lines loaded up for a Friday edition of the AMA in about 40 minutes.
Andy, who will win? All right. Okay, ready? This Thunder's team?
Uh-huh.
Or the other Thunder's team with KD and that played LeBron in them?
Wow, that's such a good question. I got to think that one. I think that Thunder team would win.
With the young Westbrook and young KD?
I think those guys. Because I think those guys would have beat most teams other than LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Bosh and that super team that they had put together. So, yeah, I think they probably would.
I think they went 4-1. I think they're
You think they'd beat them 4-1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That
I
team,
think they're
gymnasium. The problem is like, all right, yes. I agree. I think that they would beat them. But then it's like, well, how come they didn't beat anybody then? You know?
Right.
Like, and I know why, because personalities. Like, those three guys just couldn't coexist for as long as you would want them to. Two of them coexisted for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then
they would have been three if they would just pay James.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He was fine with the guys. Yeah. Now, I don't know. Like, I don't know how long he would have been cool with that role because he was the sixth man.
Right.
And then he went to Houston and became the MVP. So it's like he knew what he was capable of. And he was like, all right, this is fine when I'm 20. But, like, you know, I could score 35 points a game if you'd let me do that.
Right.
So I don't know how long that would have lasted. But, yeah, they should have paid him. I don't know. Well, why they didn't pay him? You know, they should have done that. And obviously, they were still good without him. But they never made it back to an NBA finals.
They were all up. No, Harden wasn't on that 3-1 team.
No, he wasn't on that team. And because that was the end of the KD era.
Yeah.
They lost. They were up 3-1.
Bang! Bang!
Bang! Bang!
Oh my
Steph
God.
From
bang! Bang!
40, and then that was that. It is. I was thinking about that team the other day, though, just in terms of like. And I don't remember what the discourse was. I was doing sports radio at the time, but I wasn't hosting a show, so I don't remember really like what I was saying about the team. It was also different because I was doing sports radio in Seattle.
Right.
So
talking
about that team so quickly going to the NBA Finals was a different topic. But I have to imagine a lot of the stuff surrounding that team was, well, they didn't get it this time, but they're going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have chances.
Mm-hmm.
They're all so young and blah, blah, blah. It's just not how it works, man. Like, there's no guarantees at all. There's no guarantees in sports that you're going to be back. You got to win the championship, and you have an opportunity to win the championship. Because it's honestly more likely than you'll be back. More likely it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because the Celtics won a championship last year, and everyone was like, who knows, dynasty. That group, never going to
play together.
That group's never going to play together again. Because they're going to have to break it up because of money. Tatum and Brown, ever going to win a championship again? I don't know. Probably not. Like, the odds are no because of how hard it is and what it took for them to get there. So it's like, I don't know. You got to be real careful. And I don't blame like the local sports fan for comforting yourself like that if your team doesn't win the championship. But all the national people being like, well, they're going to be around for a while. Maybe. Hey, I don't know.
It's Presti wasn't there in Seattle, right?
He was the GM for the Sonics. Yeah, he was the Sonics GM for at least the final 2 years.
Okay.
He sort of dismantled that team for good reason. Like, they needed to tear it down to build back up. But, yeah, he traded Gary Payton. No, I'm sorry. No, he didn't. He wasn't there for that. Because Gary Payton got traded for Ray Allen. He traded Ray Allen.
Okay.
He traded Ray Allen to the Celtics to get the Jeff Green pick.
Uh-huh.
They had tanked the year before so they could get KD, and they got second in the lottery, and the Blazers got first, and they took Odom.
Mm-hmm.
Odin, and then the Sonics took KD. And, yeah, he was there for a couple of years, tear down, build back up, and then, yeah.
Okay.
He was about 13 when he got that job.
He's a little boy wonder.
I remember when they hired him, and we had him in studio to interview him, and I was like, this guy's a GM?
Right.
Like, because he literally was, like, 26.
Boy wonder.
And he looked like he was younger than that. And, you know, he's a stats GM.
Okay.
Kind of has a certain look. You know what I mean?
No, I don't, Andy.
You don't?
No, Andy.
You don't have a word for that that starts with D?
What
you never had a four-letter word that starts with D for guys that really like analytics?
What is that right there?
And that's what he looked like. And I remember when they hired him, I was like, this is crazy. Like, this guy, and here he is, damn near 20 years later, with an opportunity to finally become an NBA champion. I hope he does. I don't know. Seems like a good guy. He's done a good job there. Like, whatever. No hard feelings? Wasn't his fault they moved?
I do not believe nothing just came out your mouth. No hard feelings?
I don't have any hard feelings towards him.
Oh, okay. But you have hard feelings toward that organization. So, okay. So, when they win this championship.
Yeah, because they're going to. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm prepping myself for the inevitable.
Yeah, I'm like, so.
They're going to win the championship.
When they win the championship.
Yeah.
Andy's got, are we going to get mature, Andy?
Then of course, I'm a grown man. I'm so mature. Like, you know, I'm always very mature and level-headed when it comes to my teams.
Yeah.
And I will be able to say 2 weeks from now, as I said 2 weeks ago, that the Thunder were going to win the championship, but I'd be happy for them.
Right.
I'll be happy for them.
Okay.
Why do I feel the need to lie to the people? I don't know.
I don't think there's a person or a soul that has listened to us all these years and believes anything you just said.
I hope they get swept, and I hope all of the people involved in the move get some sort of long COVID or something like that. You know what I mean? Not a death sentence, but like just really inconvenient.
That's not even funny, man.
You know what I mean?
Them folks didn't do nothing to you.
Yeah, they did. Took my basketball team. You know what they really did for me more than anything, as much as that, you know, have fun with it, all that kind of stuff. It sucks that they left. What they did to me was they opened my eyes to the reality of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, right. None of this is mine. None of this is ours. It's all theirs.
Sure.
Like, and all the money we spend and the time we spend, it's great because it's a fun pastime. But like, you got to draw a line and don't go beyond it,
mm-hmm.
because they'll just take your team. They'll just move. They don't care. You can have Save Our Sonics rallies, and we can do all these a-thons and all this stuff, and that's cute.
Well, you got a-thons?
Yeah, whatever. Like, whatever you want
to
do.
What were y'all going to try to say? What were y'all trying to raise money for?
We didn't really raise any money, but it was just like, you know, you do like a, I don't know what you do. You do like a rally.
Oh, I thought you said a-thon.
I know, that's what I said.
Were y'all trying to call and raise money to buy the team?
No, we didn't actually do that, but there was a lot of Save Our Sonics rallies,
yeah.
And we're like on stage, and people are performing music and all that stuff. Like, I don't know what they thought was going to happen.
Has that ever
It worked? Has. It Ooh, has.
When?
The Columbus Crew saved the Columbus Crew, and the Sacramento Kings were supposed to move.
That's right.
And as big of a dirtbag as Kevin Johnson is, Mayor Kevin Johnson saved the Sacramento Kings.
Damn sure
like,
did.
They rallied support. Because they could have saved them. They could have kept the Sonics to their lease agreement that they had at the stadium and just kept fighting tooth and nail, and then maybe one of the local billionaires would have decided to pony up the money to keep him. Who knows? But if they would have fought until the last minute, maybe they could have done it. But they gave up.
Right.
Local politicians were like, we'll take their settlement. And they gave up. And so then they left. But what they did was they opened my eyes to the reality of the world. I was like, it's all money. Okay.
Yeah, dog.
Cool.
It makes the world go round.
It sure does.
Yeah.
And they'll
never let nobody tell you.
It sure does.
Never let nobody tell you.
But what about how much I love the basketball team?
Don't ever let nobody tell you.
But what about all the jerseys I own?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. Thanks for the money.
Yeah.
We're going to take them over there because they're going to pay more money for us.
Make sure you hang on to that.
Yeah. Yeah. All the memories. All right. That got dark. Let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Out to center, sending Harris back. Can he do it again? Of course he did. He didn't need to jump this time, but at the wall, Michael brings it in. A great catch, and the Braves win 9-3. And they split this doubleheader today to finish the series in Philadelphia.
Michael's face after he made that catch, like, man, come on, man. Damn.
That's why I am 100% in belief that Michael Harris is about to turn it around. Like, it's not physical, clearly. We talked about this yesterday. It's not physical. His confidence is not shaken.
No.
Like, every time he does anything at the plate, which unfortunately hasn't been as often as you would like, he looks like a guy who expected to do it every single time.
Yes.
When he strikes out in non-competitive at-bats, he doesn't sulk back to the dugout. He's like, I'll get him next time.
Right.
Because he genuinely believes that he will. So, I don't know. Like, obviously it sucks that it's kind of gone on as long as it has for him at the plate like it has this season. Had a better day yesterday in both games. Obviously had a really important hit in the first one.
God.
And an incredible catch in the first one as well.
Oh, my God, they did both come back in that first game.
But, he's sure he's about to break out of
it. Yeah.
And so am I. Yeah, I'm going with him. It started yesterday, and it's about to get hot for Michael Harris.
He's a confident young man. Obviously, he's a great center fielder. Two great plays yesterday. And it goes back to a lot of, you know, the consistency that the players need to play with. I mean, that's it. Because I know you were asking the question we were talking about yesterday about, like, why are they like this? Why is Austin Riley struggling? Why is that? And I'm just like, it's more – I don't think it has to do with anything just as far as the physical trait. Just not consistent. And, you know, and you saw what it looks like when it is. And we saw that game – we saw it yesterday in the second game. And who was the last time they played – who were they play here last series? The Padres.
The Nationals?
The Padres. When they put them runs up, it was a game two. You saw what the potential could be and what it when this damn lineup is doing what the lineup's supposed to do. And all you need to do is get more – I'm not saying score 8 runs every damn game – would be a threat somewhere offensively. And they just haven't done it consistent. Now, they should have won both games. They battled their way back in the first game. And then you get there and your best reliever just doesn't do his job.
Yeah, he's had a couple bad outings in a row. And look, everybody's going to have them. But bad time to have one yesterday.
Sure. Especially after these guys battled the way they did. Talking about the break, they battled their ass. So they lose the damn starting pitcher. You know, unfortunately, we found out they're putting AJ Smith Shaver on the 60-day IL, so it does seem like it's a significant injury, elbow injury that he had. But yeah, they still battle back, and then you know, just that one inconsistent aspect of this team, whether it's the bats, where it's the bullpen, where it's the closer, where it's the starter, something lets you down, especially when you fight so hard. And we're talking about the offense; it battles back to get you in the tie game, and then the very next damn inning, you're back up against it.
Yeah, well, then even more frustrating
and they
too.
Came back again.
Yeah, they load the bases in the ninth inning, and that wasn't a strike.
No, that was not a strike.
Now, would Eli White have got got a game winning hit?
I believe in Eli.
Maybe he would have. Maybe he would have, but it would have been nice to see it, right? You didn't get a chance to see it. And then I know the reactions. Well, you got to protect the plate in a count like that. It's like,
it was more or less because they kept giving us breaks with the check swings. I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They gave us like 3 straight breaks.
Yeah, it did feel like, because the one before that, he might have shown it.
Yeah, they gave us a couple of breaks.
It might have been a makeup, but also.
Don't make it up with that, though.
You can't make up on a call that's that far out of the zone to end the game.
Yes.
At least they won game 2.
Chris Sale, amazing.
I'm ready to stop saying at least with the Braves because it's always, at least they did this. Like, maybe they could put together a few good things.
That would help.
Red Sox aren't particularly good, and they went up there and handled their business against them not too long ago. Another team coming in on a losing streak. Red Sox have lost 5 in a row.
Yeah.
Make it 8.
And they got some issues up there. Now,
make it 8.
Now, if you can, pitch your.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Around Devers a little bit?
Yeah, you don't have to pitch to Devers.
Because remember last time they played against Devers?
Devers was a one-man wrecking crew in that series.
They win, though.
And they still won the series, but he did walk them off one time. Yeah, don't pitch to him. All right, we'll come back. What will we do? We'll all find out together on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Face turn red.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.